matter of increasing concern to U.S. intelligence officials, according to our part of the New York Times, has less to do with the leaks of an entire security archive to the world by fugitive Edward Snowden, and more to do with a mysterious loss of signal in the monitoring of Al-Qaeda. Suddenly harder to track, a major communications channel gone silent, with no reason to believe that the organization is any less active in planning and recruiting than it's ever been. Joining us now, Michael Schmidt, reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly has happened here, and can we date it to the apparent change of leadership in Al-Qaeda?
No. What you can date it to is in August, it came out that Al-Qaeda was plotting against U.S. embassies in the Middle East. The way the United States got that was by listening in on some conversations between senior Al-Qaeda leaders. That got out to the public, and by getting out, it signaled to Al-Qaeda that we were indeed listening to them on what they were communicating on at the time. And that has led to a significant drop off in the use of that particular communication that we were honing in on. Now, that's been felt over the past month and has been more acute than what has been felt in the past few months in regards to counterterrorism surveillance because of the stuff released by Edward Snowden.
So is it a matter of a blown cover that the warning basically blew a line of communication that might have been useful now? Or did the intelligence community really understand that they were pulling the ripcord on that channel of communication if they issued this warning?
Well, they could have issued the warning without it coming out that it was a direct communication between the Al-Qaeda leader in Pakistan and the Al-Qaeda leader in Yemen. What basically happens is that if the government finds out something very specific that you said, let's say, to me on the phone, then you would know that that line is something that they're listening in on. So by it getting out that the government knew exactly what was said at a particular time about a particular event, that signaled to them that, hey, we shouldn't use that phone anymore.
So how blinded does this leave investigators in terms of tracking future attacks?
It's hard to say. It's very difficult to measure a lot of this stuff, but I think that it is something that has concerned them significantly because they saw this drop off in communication, and I think they've been very successful in tapping into these things. And when they go underground, they get very worried because this is one of the strongest tools that they have to fight terrorism. So they now have to find out the new ways that they're communicating. Some people believe that they start to use more couriers, which sort of slows down Al-Qaeda, which means that it's just simply passing information from person to person. But they don't know, and we don't certainly know what they know. So.
And the reasons for being very specific in disclosing what was behind the warnings in August may have political reasons behind it, and the intelligence community might be observing with some frustration the details of those disclosures. Have your sources expressed any frustration over all this?
No. The issue with the leak was that the government didn't want it to get out, that it was a communication between these two leaders. And the problem was is that that did get out through the media, and that's what's really hurt them. They could have issued the warning for the embassies without specifically releasing that information, but that got out. And that's what they say has hurt them.
Once again, a leak, not from Snowden, but certainly very concerning about the monitoring of Al-Qaeda. Michael Schmidt, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia and the Rockefeller Foundation.